is, it's probably going to leave today or tomorrow. But, you know, there isn't, but it's amazing the response we have from the number of people that are going to be in that area. And I know we'll have alumni, our own alumni association is having an event there. And I know the hockey alumni guys are getting together there, too. So it should be a fun event. I'm really looking forward to seeing some people I haven't seen for a while. And like I said, carrying the flag for Michigan Tech and Michigan Tech Athletics out in the Phoenix area.
Here's the next question, Coach. Is there an unwritten rule among hockey coaches as to how much hollering at the refs is too much? Like, I noticed a lot of people, like Michigan State, that game against Michigan State, I know Coach Anastas called the refs over quite a bit, and so I don't know what the reference is here, but says, is there an unwritten rule on that?
Not really, no. No, I mean, but you have to be careful. After a while, you have to make your I guess displeasures known at times. I think it's okay, but if you do it too much and it gets too carried away, they're going to drown you out, and it could work to your disadvantage. And it also gets your team, unfocused. You want to make sure you keep your team focused and whatnot. So that's something I have to continue to work on too, and just. You're never going to like the refereeing, I told our players, and it doesn't matter how long you play the game. So you just have to, control what you can control and play the game.
All right, next question. Will there be any video streaming available for the Desert Hockey Classic for those who are not able to get out there?
That's a good question, and I am not sure, but stay tuned. Follow our webpage, and that'd be a good question for our media relations people and Zach Friedel and those up there, but I'm not sure. I hope it is, so people can watch your games, and because I think it's going to be, like I said, a real good tournament.
Mark Ock has moved ahead of Shane Hanna as your top defensive threat for the blue line. Would you consider moving him to either the other power play unit?
Mark's played extremely well. I'm really proud of him, happy for him to make the all-tournament team. I think he took a huge step forward, and it's interesting, those Michigan kids always seem to play well down in Detroit. So, Mark's got a good spot where he is right now. We'd like to have two units, whether it's 1A and 1B, however you want to refer them to, that can score, and I think that's very important. So, but he's established himself, and those guys are doing a nice job on that group with Baltus, Lucchini, Sturrows, Matty Roy. So we're going to leave him there, and I think Shane's doing a great job where he is too. So we're happy with both those guys, and it's nice to have more than one offensive threat.
Well, what about Mark Ock, Coach? Does he have full reins as far as what he wants to do when he wants to carry that puck up? Because he seems to have been making some great decisions offensively in that matter.
Well, you'd have to ask him that, how he feels if he has free reins. But, yeah, there's no question. All our defensemen do. You know, we tell them to pick their spots a little bit. But, you recruit players, to do certain things. And, obviously, Mark can rush the puck. He enjoys getting involved in the offense. But as long as he's not giving up any defense to do it, we let him or any of our defensemen get involved in the offensive play. And you need that. The way teams cover now and five guys back and back check so hard and back pressure that you need your defenseman to supply some offense. So we like them to get involved in the offense. We do a lot of work in practice, working on different shooting drills and getting pucks through and whatnot. We give them a lot of room to to display their offensive capabilities.
All right, we've got a couple more questions coming up. We'll do that after the break and talk more with head coach Mel Pearson. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom and pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work with you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stachowiak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. And next question here for Coach Pearson. Alex Patan seemed to struggle a little bit at the Great Lakes Invitational. And do you see him having a strong second half, Coach?
Oh, I do. I thought Alex did a lot of good things in the game. You know, he had a couple opportunities and obviously played pretty well defensively, blocked some shots, you know, created some things on the power play. So, and you have to remember, I mean, that line of Alex, Mike Neville, and whether it's Hayden or Malcolm Gould, played against Michigan's top line of Kyle Connor, Tyler Mott, and JT Comper, which, you know, all high draft picks, you know, first rounders and second rounders. So, and I thought they did a good job going toe to toe with them. So sometimes you limit your offensive opportunities when you're playing against a good line like that. But I thought they did well. I expect Alex to have a tremendous second half. You know, this is his last semester here at Michigan Tech, and you know, we expect our seniors really to have their best part of their careers here that second half of their senior year. But he'll play a lot. He'll play a lot of key situations, and you know, he's one of our offensive leaders, if not our offensive leader. So I expect him to have a real successful and strong second half.
You know, kind of spiraling off of that too, you have Tyler Hannerton, who had a couple. He had that one unbelievable chance that he was completely robbed on, but he didn't seem to get his opportunities as much as he usually does. Is that because, you know, Michigan and Michigan State were able to kind of focus on him?
Well, part of it, but you know, you have to. You know, you're not going to get every game or every night, you're not going to get a lot of good scoring, grade A scoring opportunities. I mean, just the way the game is. Some nights you'll have them, some you won't, and that's why it's so important to play good defense. Like I think, you know, obviously when you look at the score sheet, you don't have Hayden and Patan, Lesperance, Ike, you know, those guys on there, then, you know, there's some cause for concern, or you might not have the best opportunity to win. However, it's good to see Lucchini, Baltus, and Gillies step forward, and you know, but we need those other guys going too, and that's part of it. When we get everybody going, you know, I mentioned that before, once we get everybody starting to play well and on the same page and having good nights the same nights, we'll be really good. And I think that's going to happen the second half. I know it's going to happen. So, but I like our line combinations. I think Dylan Stamen coming back will really help too. But you're right, Hainanen, you know, I mean, they didn't get as many good opportunities. When you play better teams, you're not. So you have to make sure you play rock solid defensively and just take advantage of the few opportunities you're going to get.
Next question, Coach, can you touch on what happened with Brett Bowen leaving the team?
Yeah, then I'll talk about it today, and that'll be the last that I get into it. But Brett called me when we got home from the tournament and decided that he was going to pursue other opportunities. Just wasn't enjoying himself, wasn't enjoying the game, and you know, and decided to move on. So he'll go back and play junior hockey this semester, and then transfer in somewhere else and be eligible this time next year. So we want to wish Brett all the best, and we thank him for his time here. And I just, the only thing I'll add is I just wish he would have given a little bit more time. And, you know, that's sometimes this day and age. I mean, everybody wants that instant success, and, you know, you got to pay your dues a little bit and earn your way. And, you know, there's no entitlement here. And I just wish he would have hung in there. I think it would have worked out for him. But we want to wish him the best and thank him for you know, his contributions the first half of the year.
Okay. Well, it's always an exciting time when we get national letters of intent and we get to that point where we can tell everybody about him. We're kind of there now, Coach. And yep. It looks like there's a brand new release now on the Michigan Tech website talking yep. about all of the NLIs and just your thoughts on this class.
Yeah, yeah. And let me say one other thing about Brett Bowen leaving. I think what it does is gives someone else an opportunity to step in and play and fill that void. And we got a number of guys who can do that and are anxious to you know, take some of that ice time. So that's a good thing. We do have depth on the team. Signing, yes, we did release. There is a release. If you go to our website at MichiganTechHuskies.com, you can read all about the seven, I think it's seven guys that we signed. Now, what you'll find is there, we did sign some other guys last year that won't be included with that list, like Mitch Rinke, Angus Redman, Cooper Watson. Those guys signed their letter last year. So these are the new signees. It's a strong group. It's a deep